Hello and welcome. Welcome to the first ever I Live My Truth podcast. Woo! Okay, this has been on my brain for ages to do this, but I've literally not got around to doing it. But I thought, you know what? The time is now to put myself out there and speak to the people and speak my truth. So, yay! So who's speaking to you? I am Selena Brown, success and soul coach, entrepreneur and author. And like I said, this is I Live My Truth podcast. This literally is my baby, my brainchild. This is my platform for all the goodness and greatness and amazingness and craziness that exists within my brain that I want to share with the planet. And so this is my space, man. This is my space. I'm so happy to have you join me here today. It means so much. So what is this all about exactly? Let's get down to the nitty-gritties, right? So this podcast is for powerful and magical females seeking a life of freedom and abundance. Yes, freedom and abundance. Everything is possible. I truly believe that we can do anything. We are limitless beings with limitless potential, and we have the ability to manifest anything on the planet. But sometimes we just need a little bit of support and a little bit of help to get us to where we need to be. And so my vision for this podcast is to really speak words of truth and power and honesty and share my experiences of becoming an entrepreneur, of becoming a published author, the hills and the valleys of it all, man, because a lot of the time we get sugar-coated and we don't actually hear the truth. And I am here to, like I keep on saying, share my truth, man, share my truth. So this is really exciting. It's an exciting time and I'm just happy to have you here. If you want to kind of contribute in any way or have anything that you want to add to the podcast, please drop me an email, selena@selenabrown.com. This is all new. This is our baby. It's not just my baby, our baby. And so what I want to do, my vision for the future, is to have interviews and lots of goodness on this podcast. So it's all coming, man. I believe that everything can happen. So it's all coming. So to kick off, I thought it'd be great to kind of going on the topic of truth to give you five tips on how you can live your truth, because a lot of people are like, yo, what does live your truth mean? Like, what's that all about? Like, you know, it's a new concept for some people, which is cool. So I'm here to kind of break it all down and say my definition of living your truth is to literally follow the path, to follow your purpose, and to follow just what you want to do on every single level, whether that's be spiritually, in your career, by building a business, literally just listening to self and following that inner voice. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful. At times that inner voice can be scary. At times that inner voice can seem like it's telling us to do something that feels impossible. But it's all about trusting and following your intuition, pulling down guidance from the universe, from your ancestors, from your inner self, and really living and walking in that truth, your truth, not your mother's truth or your dad's truth or your friend's truth or the media's truth, your truth, and doing it unapologetically. And so it's a journey. It's an ongoing journey. It is a journey, and I've been on this journey for over 10 years now, and it's hills and valleys, man. It's hills and valleys. But what I can say is that when you commit yourself to it, everything falls into place beautifully. Beautifully. Like I always say, my favorite analogy is that the tree doesn't want for anything. The tree gets everything it needs when it's on purpose. You can get everything that you need when you're on purpose too. You'll get the money, you'll start flowing in, the people, the synchronicities. It's beautiful, but that only happens when you commit and you give yourself fully 100% without doubt, without fear, to your truth. Yeah. And so to kind of touch upon the five tips, the first tip to really living your truth is to listen to self. A lot of people come to me and say, oh, Selena, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know what I'm meant to be doing. I always say that you have all the answers. All the answers exist within you. All you have to do is get silent and still and listen. Listen to self. And sometimes when we hear things, we might be scared to say, you know what, that's not possible. I can't do that. Or that's not meant for me. That's too big. Or not now, maybe tomorrow. But you have to listen to self and be willing to take action on what you hear. You have to take action. If you ask, it will be revealed. So just ask the questions to self. Just ask within and you'll hear it. I always say to this, even, and if you're having trouble with that, take it step by step. Start writing down questions, you know, have a nice sacred bath with some candles and burn some incense and just really make it a sacred process. And it might not happen straight away. It might take a few weeks for you to really hear the voice or just get some direction. But it will come, and look around you because there may be signs. So look out for the signs. For example, you might meet somebody and they might say something like it can be the answers can reveal themselves in many magical and mysterious ways. So just be open. Listen to self is the first answer, and don't be scared by what you hear. It might not be what you want in this moment. It might be telling you to do something different, but trust the path and the journey that you'll get to where you're going to. Regardless, what's for you will never pass you by. So listen to self. Number two, in terms of how to live your truth, don't compare yourself to anybody. Yo, comparison kills dreams. I'm talking from experience, man. Like, sometimes you can be on Instagram or Snapchat or whatever, and you see people living this life, and you can get disheartened. Like, yo, I haven't got that. I want now. It's never coming for me. Like, they're living their path and they're on their journey. You cannot compare yourself to them. You are two completely different beings, two completely different entities with two completely different purposes. You don't know what exactly their challenges are. Sorry. You don't know the tears that wet their pillows at night. So follow your own path. Do not compare yourself to anyone. Just know that you have to do what you have to do, right? You don't know what chapter they are on in their book. Like, they could be at the last chapter where you're just at the first. That doesn't mean that you're behind. That just means that you're in two different books, man. You know what I mean? So don't compare yourself to anybody, yeah? Just know that you are doing you and they are doing them. Like, and not only that, we have to remember that everything's a facade. Not everything is what it seems in the media anyway. Like, you know, you have makeup on Photoshop and people renting cars and renting houses. You don't know what's real. And so you could literally be comparing yourself to something that's not even real. It could be a facade. And so don't compare yourself. Number three is that there's no such thing as wrong. When I'm coaching, one of the number one things that comes up with the women I speak to is that I don't want to get it wrong. I don't want to fail. There's no such thing as wrong. There's no such thing as failing. It just means that you have to take a different route. And within that, that's growth. And within that, that's learning. And within that, you are a step closer. So just give thanks. There's no such thing as being wrong. And that's in order to live your truth, you have to realize. And you know what? We're only human. And sometimes we have expectations about how we want certain things to go. But you have to realize that there's no such thing as wrong, man. Like, you're just doing you know what I mean? And you're on a journey. And if something doesn't go the way you want it to go, take the lesson from it and keep moving. Don't dwell upon it. Dwelling upon it and being angry at yourself and saying, oh, I wish it had gone this way, or I'm a failure, this is shit, blah, 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 blah. It's only going to set you back. Like, just dust your shoulders off and keep it moving. There's no such thing as wrong. It's only a lesson learned. And that's how are you meant to grow if you get everything right, man? How are you meant to kind of mold yourself and kind of learn about yourself and learn about your reactions to things and learn about, you know, methods and different ideologies. If you always get everything right, we need the heels and we need the rallies. It's all about duality. We have to have right and to have left. We have to have up to have down. We have to have failure, so-called failure, to have success. It's all about your perspective on it. And so there's no such thing as wrong. My fourth one is to be gentle. Be gentle with yourself. Like, take it easy. Not everything has to be done today. It's okay to take a little break and have a little breather, go walk in the park and look at the trees. Be gentle. Like, it doesn't have to be a big hustle and rush. You don't have to be like, you know, sometimes with this entrepreneur thing and just life in general, people are always like, yo, I put in mad hours doing this, I put in mad hours doing that. But yo, sleep is a beautiful thing, you know. I love my sleep. And so I say just be mindful and just be gentle and just, you know, treat yourself good along the way, because you only have one body, you only have one mind, you only have one spirit, and you don't want to break that, because everything's going to come anyway. So you don't have to push so hard. Go with the ease, go with the flow. It's a lot more easier and it's a lot more enjoyable. Just take your time and don't rush the process. Allow time to strategize, allow time to give back to self and replenish yourself. Don't overgive, because if you overgive, you drain yourself out. Even in, I'm talking from experience, in July actually, I was in hospital because literally I'd overworked myself, literally overworked myself. I was on I just collapsed down. They brought me, rushed me into hospital. I was put on a drip. You know, I had these infections all over my body. Like, I was in the hospital for a whole week. I was malnutritioned. I was dehydrated because I wasn't drinking or eating anything, because I was literally on the grind every day. I thought I had to be that hard grinder. I was going hard as Gary Vee, man. I was going that hard. But that ain't for everybody, man. So know your own pattern, man. Know yourself and know that just because a person's doing it this way doesn't mean that it has to be done that way. That's their route to success, or that's their route to their purpose. Like, not everybody's is gonna follow the same route. And so take your time, darling. Take your time. And also validate you. Do not, oh my god, that's my favorite one. Like, you'll hear me say this a lot on my podcast, so be warned. Validate yourself. Do not seek validation from anybody. Do not seek praise from anybody. Do not seek motivate. You have to be your own cheerleader. You have to be your own. If you're always wanting to kind of get the pat on your back when you've done something right, or get an award because you've done this, or, you know, you're always going to be seeking for that. You have to be able to validate yourself and say, yo, you done good, man. You done good. Well done. You know what I mean? You need to be your own cheerleader and motivator. And so always seek validation from yourself first. Seek that from yourself. Seek that from yourself, and you will not want for anything. Do not look outside yourself for that, because you'll only be met with disappointment if you don't get it. And that's how you live your truth, by just validating your truth. Like, and when you understand what your truth is and you kind of affirm it to yourself every single day, the validation comes easy. You know what I mean? You don't seek it, because you know who you are and you know what you're about. So you won't go about out there trying to find that person to say that you're amazing or that you're beautiful or whatever. This is not even just from for a business point of view. This can be for anything. So validate yourself and just know who you are, and know that you're a badass. Know that you slay, man. I don't even like that word, but know that you slay. Yeah, so validate you. It's absolutely beautiful. I think it's just about, you know, I think the time has come now for all of us to really connect to self, man, and to really just do what we were put on the planet to do without no hesitation, without no fear, without no doubt. There's been multiple examples of people living their dreams. So what's to say that you can't do it? Like, what is stopping you? yeah, I got no money, blah, blah, blah. But them things will come. They're only like materialistic things. I'm saying they're only little things. Obviously, it's big to some people. But when you really put a plan into action, it will work. For example, I actually lived in New York. When did I move to New York? I moved to New York in 2011 and I lived there for 2 years. But nobody knew. Prior to me going to New York, I was let go from my job. I had no job. I was totally broke. And I was like, yo, I'm going to New York. And so to make the money for New York, I sold my clothes. I sold my furniture. I was on eBay at the car boot thing. I was hustling, babysitting, going hard. You can get the money if you really want something. You will get it. Trust me. I'm sure there's been times when you wanted that handbag or wanted them shoes and the money magically appears. You know what I mean? You can make it work if you really want to. And so it's all about being relentless. I love that word, you know. Be relentless, man, and just go after it full force. And so this is the first episode of my podcast. Please give me some feedback, man. Like, I just feel like I'm talking to myself, but I know you're listening, obviously. But yeah, give me some feedback. You can follow me on Facebook, The Selena Brown. Follow me on Twitter, The Selena Brown. Follow me on Insta, The Selena Brown. Snapchat, The Selena Brown. Yeah, and yeah, let's just continue the conversation. If you want to join my accountability, I have a group of amazing women and we support each other every single day. I have an amazing group. And if you want to be part of that group, it's free. Go to my website, www.selenabrown.com, or email me at selena@selenabrown.com, and we'll take it from there. But yeah, give me some feedback, man. This is the first time I'm doing this. I'm super excited. I know it's only the beginning, but I know it's got great, great, great potential, because these things need to go out to the planet, man. People need to know. And together we will shift. Together we will change. Together we will grow. Together we will live our truth. Peace.